welcome to Asian American Perspectives. I'm Eric Olander. In this edition of Perspectives, Asian investment trends in California. When viewed on its own, California's annual gross domestic product of nearly $700 billion qualifies it as the world's eighth largest economy, comparable to that of Great Britain or Italy. Part of the reason for the state's economic success is heavy foreign direct investment from Europe, Canada, and Asia. According to the latest figures released by the California State Department of Commerce, in 1988, Japanese investments in the state totaled $10.35 billion, Canadian $7.95 billion, and the British reached $6.3 billion. Alan Melkazian is the director of the State Office of Foreign Investment. Melkazian says that California is very attractive to the foreign investor for a variety of reasons. Most importantly, it represents a market of almost 33 million people. It has high tech centers in the Silicon Valley and Southern California, as well as the nation's highest per capita income of $17,500. Over the past several years, Asian investment, particularly Japanese, in the United States has been on the rise, as exemplified by the Sony Corporation's takeover of Columbia Records and heavy direct investment from Taiwan and Korea in California's Silicon Valley. Understanding Asian investment patterns in California will provide an idea of what the national arena will look like with regard to the volume and industry of investments from the Far East. Alan Melkazian.
Over the past 5 to 10 years, if you measure the European investment versus the Asian investment, by far the Asian investment is possibly four times or higher than that of the European investment. That precludes a lot of the British, Canadian, and Dutch investment that already had occurred here as far back as 50 or 60 years ago. But we still continue to see, from a manufacturing and research base of investment, as well as real estate, Asia will continue to be very much more dominant on the West Coast. Europe will continue to look towards Eastern Europe, and the main investment that we will see from Europe will be more in the research areas, because that's what, with Silicon Valley and other parts of California, that is our strength.
How has Asian investment in California changed over the past 5 or 10 years?
As the domestic economies mature, where this Asian investment is coming from, they tend to make their investments more technology transfer oriented. They are seeking greater technological links, whether it be in biotechnology or electronics, from their investments here. So all in all, I would say they become more sophisticated. They also become more sophisticated as far as setting up an operation in California. And they learn how to look like a California interest. They learn how to play the game as a California player plays the game. And they also recognize the need for joint venture opportunities. So instead of just symbolically being a local player, they have a joint venture opportunity with a local player, so then they can cooperate together.
Are the anti-Japanese sentiments widely portrayed in the American media discouraging other Asian investors from coming to America?
I think a lot of what you see with regards to the anti-Japanese sentiment is occurring in places like Hawaii, where, frankly, Japanese went in there in a very aggressive manner and were not sophisticated with the way that they approached the Hawaiian situation. And then secondly, you're looking at Washington, D.C., and possibly New York, where a lot of possible Japan bashing takes place. But in California, once again, there's a higher level of understanding in the corporate sector and also amongst the general public. We still have people that are concerned about the Japanese influence, but so many of their daily lives are affected by it, and affected by it in a positive manner, that it's still very much an objective of our office to produce reports, to get out case studies, so the general public understands the value of all foreign investment, not just Asian investment. And it will continue to be a focus. I think even if we were in Taiwan and Taiwan saw heavy amounts of foreign investment coming into Taipei, even the local Chinese would be concerned at the reasons for that and the rate of it. So it's just a matter of keeping public information avenues open and letting them know why this is occurring and how it's benefiting their communities.
British investment in the United States totals approximately $120 billion, while Japanese totals about $76 billion. But that's growing. Is there a real fear to be recognized from Japanese investment?
Those numbers that you mentioned are about as correct as of 1989 figures. So roughly we're looking at roughly 50% of the level of investment that the British have is what the Japanese equal. And that was through 89, and we have seen a sharp drop-off given the economy in Japan, given the Middle East crisis, given the possible recession domestically that has accounted for much of that. If Japan would have continued at the same pace as they were in 1988 and 89, some people were saying that in 4 to 5 years, the Japanese would equal the level of British investment. But I think now, with the slowdown and the reassessment of some of these areas, that California, of any other state, will continue to see a majority of the Japanese investment, but I don't think it will overtake the British investment.
Who are the top three Asian investors in California? What countries?
Our focus, again, is manufacturing and research and development. And from that angle, you have Japan, Taiwan, and Korea. The only difference, if you were looking at all investment, might be the level of Chinese investment coming from Hong Kong, because 70 to 80% of that is in real estate. So they would probably rank up somewhere in between Taiwan and Korea.
Generally speaking, where is the bulk of Asian investment, in Northern or Southern California?
Well, given that the economic base overall is so much larger in Southern California, if you look at sheer numbers, I'm sure that you would find that from all various investors from Asia, that there's a stronger presence in Southern California. If you look specifically at industrial electronics, you would have to focus on Silicon Valley. Whereas if you are looking at consumer electronics, there's a much greater presence in San Diego, in Cypress, Orange County, and L.A. We hope that there will continue to be a large food processing interest in the Central Valley from Sacramento down to Bakersfield as the Asian countries can no longer competitively produce domestically.
Only a few years ago, the Silicon Valley was virtually dominated by American computer firms. However, today, corporate giants from Japan, Korea, and Taiwan are all heavily investing in the valley and posing a challenge to American preeminence. The Acer Computer Corporation of Taiwan has had investments in the Silicon Valley now for 5 years. In that short period of time, Acer America's annual sales have grown to more than $250 million, accounting for almost a third of Acer's worldwide sales. Their Silicon Valley operation is virtually self-sufficient. It employs 600 people, has its own manufacturing center, a marketing division, and a research and development lab of 120 computer scientists. It is this type of self-sufficiency that some experts attribute to Asia's corporate success in the United States, not only in high tech, but in other industries as well. Dr. Leonard Liu is the president of Acer Incorporated and chairman of Acer America. Dr. Liu says that he is optimistic about the future of Asian investment in California, especially from Taiwan.
I would expect that to increase, continue to increase over time. The amount is still relatively small at this point.
Why do you see that trend increasing?
I think that this is a natural evolution, like Japan before us and so forth. That is, as a country's capability has developed to a certain point, it needs to take advantage of the technology and the human resources and the infrastructure that's available worldwide. And so they will start to try to form strategic alliances, including acquisition worldwide, not just the United States.
Do you feel that the American recession will slow that trend in any way?
Not really.
No, but won't it, I mean, if the American economy is doing well, naturally the Asian economies will not be doing as well. And if the Asian economies won't be doing as well, foreign investment will not be as attractive to Taiwan companies.
That is certainly true, but I think that in investment things has up and downs, but I think we should take a longer view of this kind of strategic acquisitions.
What does Acer see in Silicon Valley that makes it unique?
Well, I think as everybody knows, Silicon Valley is fast becoming, quote-unquote, maybe the one of the most important areas in terms of personal computers. So there's a lot of talents here, there are a lot of companies here, and there's a very good infrastructure here for high technology companies. And also it's very close to Taiwan, and there's a large Chinese-American population. And so I think there are all kinds of advantages in the Silicon Valley.
What do you see the future of Taiwan high-tech investment in the Silicon Valley?
I believe that, as I said earlier, that the Taiwan companies will have more and more presence in the United States to build up an American company like Acer has. Have American employees, has R&D, manufacturing, and build up brand name channels in the United States over time.
Pius Lee is president of the California Land and Realty Company in San Francisco. Lee says that with the help of Asian real estate investors, he expects the slagging California market to rebound.
A lot of my friends, you know, who would like to come to make some investment, now they say, well, I'll wait and see, you know, I'll wait and see, you know. I think it takes some time to build up the confidence, you know. But I can see that within the 1 or 2 year, business will picking up because of the new immigration law of 1990. There's a small provision to attract investor. If you invest $1 million and create 10 jobs, you'll be eligible for permanent resident. See, and I think a lot of people from Hong Kong will take advantage of this provision of under the new law, you know.
Do you think this provision is a little bit too little too late? And what I mean by that is that Canada, Australia, New Zealand have been doing this for a long time now and have gotten many Hong Kong investors. Are all the good Hong Kong investors gone?
Well, it's never too late. At least it's good time. Now, 1997, a few more years to come. The way I think it's never too late. I think I'm glad to know that it's time for us to do something. I think it's never too late. I think that with this law coming on, I think I can, personally, my company will make some money, and I think in the long run, we'll bring more new investment, job opportunity for our citizens in California, you know.
What are you going to tell them to make California more attractive than Canada or Australia?
Well, for example, in San Francisco Bay Area, I think most of the investors, they have already come here in the past. They know San Francisco Bay Area is the best city in the whole world. And for example, in San Francisco Chinatown, it's just like little Hong Kong. They can eat, they can buy their grocery anywhere. And there are a lot of their friends are making money already. So I have confidence that they'll come over here to make the investment, you know.
This has been Asian American Perspectives. I'm Eric Olander in San Francisco. Perspectives would like to thank the following people for their contributions: Marianne Schissel, Sarah Koskoff, Ben, Gabi, and Don Olander, and Abigail Wirtz. Asian American Perspectives is a production of Echo Communications, all rights reserved.